Stories, I'm Breeta Hegarty. The United Nations has almost doubled its appeal for donations for victims of the Pakistan earthquake, as some of the richest nations have been accused of contributing nothing to help the survivors. The UN raised its appeal to $550 million from its original target of $312 million. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said that the scale of this tragedy almost defies our darkest imagination. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said it had only received $4 million from Sweden, Japan and Italy. He stated that they need much greater resources to save almost 3 million lives. The Ferns report, released on the 25th of October, uncovered more than 100 allegations of abuse by 26 priests of the Ferns Diocese. The report covered the years between 1962 and 2002. It was based on a government investigation that lasted more than 2 years. The report on the Ferns investigation faulted police and local officials for their failure to follow up complaints of sexual abuse. It also faulted church leaders who covered up charges and silenced accusers. Bishop Eamon Walsh, who was appointed to head the Ferns Diocese, said that the report is a sober reminder of the depth of damage that has been done to those who are abused by priests. Apologising to the victims, he said, there are no excuses for what has happened in the past. The report is said to open the way for similar reports of its type around the country. Archbishop Giovanni Lajolo, the Vatican's top foreign policy official, met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow recently. After the meeting, the two released a statement indicating that they had spoken about the prospects for cooperation between the Holy See and Russia on a series of international problems, including the reform of the UN, the situation in the Balkans, the reconstruction of Iraq, and the peace process in the Middle East. They expressed their mutual condemnation of different manifestations of extremism and religious intolerance, and their belief that all international disputes should be resolved by negotiation. At a recent press conference in Rome, Vatican officials have denounced the exploitation of migrants. The Vatican spokesperson, Archbishop Marchetto, explained that refugees and desperate immigrants are often outside the protection of the law in the lands to which they travel. They are therefore vulnerable to the crudest forms of exploitation. He said that migrants are especially vulnerable to human trafficking because their human rights are not respected. Migrants, who are prepared to flee their homes at all costs, are often preyed upon by unscrupulous individuals. Pope Benedict XVI appealed for greater friendship and collaboration between Jews and Christians and committed his pontificate to work toward that goal. The appeal is at the heart of a letter sent to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Commission for Religious Relations with the Jews, on the 40th anniversary of the publication of the Second Vatican Council Declaration, Nostra Aetate. The document on the Church's relations with non-Christian religions opened up a new era of relations with the Jewish people and offered the basis for a sincere theological dialogue. The Pope committed himself personally to further mutual understanding. A fund established to promote media coverage of development aid projects has been renamed in honour of the late Simon Cumbers from Navan, County Meath. Simon was killed during an assignment for the BBC in Saudi Arabia in June 2004. The Media Challenge Fund is sponsored by Development Cooperation Ireland, a division of the Department of Foreign Affairs. Simon's widow, Louise Bevan, welcomed the initiative and said, as an experienced journalist and cameraman, he wanted to make a difference by telling the stories that needed to be told. The fund has assisted over 100 projects during the last 3 years. And finally, Rosa Parks, an African-American lady who carved her space in history by refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, America, on December 1, 1955, passed away on the 25th of October. At the time, Rosa was a 42-year-old seamstress who, after a hard day's work, decided to defy the rules that required blacks to yield their seats to whites because her feet hurt. Rosa was arrested and jailed. Rosa Parks became a hero for civil rights around the nation and was named the mother of the civil rights movement and was an inspiration to many activists, including Martin Luther King. Rosa died at the age of 92 of natural causes. Well, that's all for this edition of Crossways. I'm Breeta Hegarty.